Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The rite of confession of faith will now take place. Please be seated. Liza, you are coming before the Lord to confess your faith in Him and your determination to keep His commandments. Hear now the word of the Lord in the sacred scriptures and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. O Yehovah, our Lord, how magnificent is thy name in all the earth, who hast put thy majesty upon the heavens. When I see thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast established, what is man that thou rememberest him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? From true Christian religion, there is a universal influx from God into the souls of men that there is a God and that he is one. Faith in God enters into man through a prior way, which is from the soul into the higher parts of the understanding, while knowledges about God enter through a posterior way, because they are drawn from the revealed word by the understanding through the bodily senses. And these inflowings meet midway in the understanding, and their natural faith, which is merely persuasion, becomes spiritual, which is real acknowledgement. Thus, the human understanding is like a refining vessel in which this change from natural to spiritual is made. From heaven and hell, in every man who is in conjunction with heaven, there is an intuition respecting his life after death. This intuition is from no other source than an influx out of heaven, that is, through heaven from the Lord, by means of spirits from the world of spirits who are joined with man. People have this intuition who have not extinguished their freedom of thinking by other notions previously adopted and confirmed by various arguments. From true Christian religion, my friend, go to the God of the Word, and so to the Word, and in this way enter by the door into the sheepfold, that is, the church, and you will be enlightened. You will then see for yourself as from a mountaintop, not only the errors of many others, but also the tracks of your own former wanderings in the dark forest at the foot of the mountain. From Conjugal Love, number 82. A man ran up to Swedenborg and said, tell me in brief, what are the doctrinals of the new church? I replied, the doctrinals of the church, which is meant by the New Jerusalem, are these. 1. That there is one God, in whom is the divine Trinity, and that he is the Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ. 2. That saving faith is to believe in him. 3. That evils must be shunned as sins, because they are of the devil and from the devil. 4. That goods must be done, because they are of God and from God. 5. That they are to be done by man as of himself, yet that he must believe that they are from the Lord, with man and through him. From Matthew chapter 7. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a prudent man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the rivers came, and the winds blew, and they fell before that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them shall be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the rivers came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and the fall of it was great. And finally, from Psalm 106, O give thanks, O confess to Yehovah, for he is good, for his mercy is to eternity. Amen. Would you please come forward? Liza, you have been baptized into the faith of the new church and instructed in the heavenly doctrine of the Lord's second coming. You have now come forward to make a confession of faith in the Lord and to enter as of yourself into the covenant with the Lord that is represented by baptism. Now let me ask, do you believe that there is one God in whom is the divine Trinity and that he is the Lord Jesus Christ and that saving faith is to believe in him? Do you believe that evils must be shunned as sins because they are of the devil and from the devil, and that goods must be done because they are of God and from God? And do you believe that they are to be done by man as of himself, yet that he must believe that they are from the Lord, with man and through him? Will you now confess your faith?
Divine being, which in itself is God, is the same, not simply the same, but infinitely so. That is the same from eternity to eternity. He is the same everywhere, with everyone, and in everyone, whereas all variation and change are in those who receive him, according to their state. Where shall we turn, then, for counsel? There is no other way than for man to approach the Lord God, the Savior, and to read the Word under his guidance, for he is the God of the Word, and he will be enlightened and see truths which his reason also will acknowledge. True Christian religion. The Word, in the sense of the letter, is in its fullness, its sanctity, and its power, and since the Lord is the Word, and the first and the last, it follows that he is eminently present in that sense, teaching and enlightening men from it. TCR. To live according to order is to live according to the commandments of God, and when a man so lives and acts, he procures righteousness for himself, not the righteousness of the Lord's redemption, but the Lord himself as righteousness. True Christian religion. Man was created so that, as to his internal, he cannot die, for he can believe in God and also love God, and therefore he can be conjoined with God by faith and love, and being conjoined with God means living to eternity. New Jerusalem and its heavenly doctrines. Love to the Lord and love towards the neighbor constitute heaven, and likewise faith, but only so far as it enjoys life from the above loves. And since both these loves and the faith therefrom are from the Lord, it is evident from this that the Lord constitutes heaven. New Jerusalem and its heavenly doctrines. The conjugal of one man with one wife is the precious jewel of human life and the repository of the Christian religion. Conjugal love.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, we pray that thou wilt bestow thy blessing on this thy servant, who has come before thee to confess her faith in thee and in thy word. May she receive thy blessing. Happy are they who do thy commandments, that their authority may be in thee, the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into the city. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated. You may rise. By this act of public confession, you have freely placed yourself under the government of the Lord. You have committed yourself to shunning evils and doing good from no one but the Lord alone. The Lord is now to be your Father and the Church your Mother, whom you are to honor and serve. Guard your gift of spiritual freedom. Remember that with freedom comes responsibility before God and man, and the exercise of true freedom requires knowledge, enlightenment, and judgment. Therefore, continue to read the word of the Lord in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine. Avail yourself of the means of instruction which the Lord provides, so that you may receive light out of heaven. If this light becomes the light of your life, the Lord himself will be with you and will bless you in all the days that are to come, even to the end of life in this world and in heaven forever. Only be thou firm and very courageous to be on guard to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Do not turn aside from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest do wisely wherever thou goest. Amen.